Despite our technical difficulty, we'll get started here. I'd like to begin the meeting with asking for a motion for the following minutes to be accepted. The public hearing for the Village of Catskill Fire Protection Contract, November 1st, 2016, along with the public hearing that we had for the Malden West Camp Fire Protection Contract, also on the 1st, the Catskill Town Board monthly meeting on the 1st, and the public hearing of the preliminary budget on November 2nd, and the department head meeting on November 3rd. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch. I need a second.
Second.
Mr. Vosburgh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. We have three resolutions. We have the need to approve the cement and sewer biannual fee, which is $297.75 per unit. Entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch, second with Mr. Vosburgh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried. The Walgreens certiorari settlement. I believe Audrey updated some of us. This is the property that we're all familiar with. Settlement proposal resolving pending tax certiorari litigation was recommended by Daniel Vincelette, trial counsel to the town of Catskill, and reviewed by the Catskill Town Board at its regular monthly meeting. The specifics here are as follows. We accept the proposal for settlement. The proposal is tax year 2016. The assessed valuation is $2,100,600. The amount of reduction is $100,600. Final assessed valuation is $2 million. Resolved that Walgreen Eastern Company, Inc., shall be entitled to a refund of excess taxes. Did I say Walmart? Walgreen.
You said Walgreen.
Okay. To a refund of excess taxes without statutory interest paid based upon the above revision, and that the assessment shall be subject to Real Property Tax Law 727. And it is further resolved that the Town Board does hereby adopt this resolution to end the litigation between Walgreen Eastern Company, Inc. and the Town of Catskill as to the above referenced assessments. And this was a recommendation made by Council Vincelette.
I make a motion.
Motion from Mr. Giuliano. I need a second.
Second.
Second from Mr. McCulloch. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried on the Walgreen certiorari settlement. And the third resolution is to transfer the funds of the landfill administrator, which we reinstated into our budget in 2016. Proposed amount of $5,000, $384 for Social Security to the A Fund account, to the budget for the landfill administrator's salary. So the total amount is $5,384. This will come from the landfill account, which is set up for this and no other purpose. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Mr. McCulloch.
Second. Second.
Second from Mr. Giordano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
No from Mr. Antonelli. And motion carries. That's the end of our resolutions. Correspondence. Greene County authorizing distribution of mortgage tax. This year, $67,782.79. I'm going to ask for a trend on that. Do you know, Bob, is that...
That's
about it? Okay. I thought it might be a little higher. I wasn't sure. So anyway, that was good news. Resolution from Greene County authoring and directing the placement of a veteran-only parking space at the Greene County Office Building at 411 Main Street. That was sponsored by Aidan O'Connor, the legislator from Durham. And he's encouraging other parts of the county to do the same. I don't know if we...
We don't have a parking lot.
We don't have a parking lot, so we couldn't do anything. And we don't own the street parking.
We could send a letter to the village in support of something like that.
Do we want
to
do that?
Sure, I'll make that motion.
We would have one spot out front in addition to handicap. We would have veteran.
I'll second.
Okay. Liz, would you like to send a note to them on behalf of the board? You okay with that,
Bob? Yeah. Yeah, sounds good.
Good.
Then you have two places to park, Bob. Then you have two choices for parking spots.
That's right. Central Hudson's intent to terminate service cancellation for 247 Jefferson Heights, Floor 1. Email from Matt Jones, Development Associate for the Alana Partnership, requesting the town submit a support letter on behalf of their grant application to the Parks and Trails to support Alana. I'll be happy to do that if you're comfortable with that. That's the trail that's coming from here and there. Email from Heather Bagshaw regarding the tree lighting ceremony this Friday at 5. And hot chocolate, etc. We got a renewal contract from the Columbia Green Humane Society for year 2017, which is the same. And it does require a resolution. Okay, so this is this $35 per dog per day for the first 10 days. So everything is standard. The agreement is here. Do we want to do a resolution now in support of the contract, or do you want to?
I make a motion the supervisor sign the contract with the Columbia Green Humane Society.
Okay. Do I have a second? Mr. Vosburgh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I will sign this.
That's it.
What happened with the
front
page? Did you
get it? That was it for the first time. Now we're on to other engineering.
Yes, that's what I was in for. Thank you. And the only other correspondence is the community facilities direct loading grant, which I'm going to tomorrow in Fulton to see if we can get some funding for the building. What are we looking to fix in the building? Just so I know.
The facade.
The windows in the back.
The building, what do we need? We need new windows in the back.
Well, we got to do something with the siding.
Okay.
And the windows.
And the facade.
And it needs a paint job and a front.
And the facade. Yeah. Is the roof okay?
If you can get one, get one.
Yeah, it's probably due.
If you remember, we have the building in the back also that needs windows.
Okay.
And stuff in there.
So I remember when we first started last January, I guess, there was an architect who came in and kind of did a preliminary assessment here. Is that true?
No.
That was a couple years ago.
We have an architect that we've used to do the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
He did the ambulance building.
Okay.
We want to just get him. If we do it, you know, we get all screwed up with the type of windows you're going to put in and you got asbestos removal here because of the building on the outside, you know, with the...
That wasn't included in the study that was done a couple years ago?
No.
Okay.
The only thing we did a couple years ago was the painting of the front.
The front, all right.
$96,000.
Okay. So public facilities such as town halls, funds can be used, town halls... courthouses, airport hangars, or street improvements. These are for communities that are no more than 20,000 residents, according to the latest U.S. Census data. So, you never know.
Nope.
If I come back with a bag of money, I'll give you a call, okay? Speaking of money, Lauren, why don't we get you going and out? Lauren is here on behalf of Delaware Engineering, and he's going to give us a bit of an update, and if we have any questions, he'll be happy to take a shot.
I assume everyone got the sheet. I'm Lauren Dawes. I'm the chief inspector on the work that's ongoing here on the sewer project. Just to let you know what we got going, Country Club Estates, we started last week. We're in that area, hoping to be done in 2 weeks, and after that, it's all weather depending. So... you never know what's going to happen. Wild Wing Park, they're now on the very last street. So hopefully that's done within a couple of weeks. So we hope to have some more paving done next week. We've got one long street in Wild Wing Park, and we hope to get at least the first section of Country Club Estates. Finish up the driveways along Jefferson Heights and into Brooks Lane, which we wanted to do last week, but the gas company was digging right in our way, so we moved on down the road a little bit. J-Squared is continuing their work at the pump station at the golf course. They poured their pad for the control building just Monday. So they'll be erecting a building there within the next week or two. Drillers, we're planning to drill under the on and off ramps onto Route 23, the bypass. And we started today, and we didn't even get under the blacktop, and we hit ledge rock. So we're looking, right now we're thinking about open cutting it, but that's not going to happen until next year. We're not even going to attempt to do any work there in the state right away this season. So that's where we are with that. Still working on getting easements for the grinder pumps around town. That'd be Travis and Hunt. We are going to sit down with Luizzi Brothers this week, hopefully tomorrow, to try to iron out. We want the paving right up to snuff, right behind their crews, because we don't want to get caught. You get a low pressure system starting to golf, and 3 days later we got a nor'easter up here. We don't want to get caught behind, so okay. We want to get on them. So we suggested that we're going to suggest that they go maybe move over Leeds. There's a lot of off-road work they can do off of Guildfeather Lane, and you don't have to worry about paving it because they're all behind the houses.
Right.
So that's what we're going to suggest to them to do. And like I say, if you know, everything's going to be weather dependent from here on out. Mm-hmm. And that's where we stand at the moment.
Okay. Any questions for Lauren? I only got one call this week, Lauren, and it was traffic going a little too fast. And
yep. I talked to the gentleman in Country Club Estates this afternoon about that.
Okay.
I talked to the crew a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I also made a call to Rick. I said, you know, they're his guys.
Right.
You can talk to them.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So.
And I think he was worried that there wasn't a flagman at one particular point in time, but. You know, as I said to him, it's disruptive and take.
Well, when you get back in there, there's really not that much traffic that requires a full-time flag person. But
exactly. So if you had an opportunity to talk to him, was it Mr. Corrado?
Pardon?
Was it Mr. Corrado today? Do you know that you spoke to?
I think so. Yes.
Okay, because I'll just follow up with him and make sure that he's.
Yeah, I did talk to him. Yeah.
All right, and then I got two updates from Central Hudson. Depending on the weather, we'll be working on the road crossings on 23B and getting the main extended down to where we gassed up, then pressure tested and tie in possibly later this week or early next week. That was on the 29th.
I got an email, but there's nothing in it when I got it.
Okay, and then the one that came this morning, yesterday we energized the rest of the main in Jefferson Heights. All the main is in and energized. 18 services out, 62 are complete. We will be starting services again tomorrow. So, okay. Thank you. I don't think so.
Thank you for your time.
You're dismissed, and thanks for coming down and covering for the engineers.
Have a good holiday.
Thank you.
Hi, you too.
New business. Kelly of the Red Cross regarding their services.
Hi there.
Hi.
So my name is Kelly Frostell. I'm the disaster program manager for the American Red Cross, which has got some literature.
Well, that's fine, Noah.
Oh, excellent.
Sorry, I'm copying and moving all the way through. So this is our region map. So our region is 24 counties large. I serve four counties in the southern portion. Yours being one of them, Greene County. So I'm going to give you a high-level view of the American Red Cross, and we'll drop down into the weeds of Greene County and Catskill. And provide financial assistance to those affected. In the past, our messaging was you would get three nights at a hotel and you would get food and housing. We've now recognized that when we do that messaging, that isn't necessarily the need the client has. So if the client owns their own business, their need might be, I just had this fire, but I need to go get a computer so that I can continue the work that I do. So we say emergency assistance now. So that is a change that happened on April 1st of this year. It has really streamlined our assistance. So we're spending more time in the field talking with our clients about their recovery instead of doing paperwork. So we streamline our assistance. We're spending the same amount of time on scene.